Americans are getting lazier. We don't go to stores to shop. We simply order online and have our purchases delivered. We don't have to go to restaurants to eat. We order online and have our meals delivered. We don't have to go to someone's house to have a face-to-face conversation. We simply use FaceTime. Technology is making our lives easier, and we're getting lazier by the day. And lest you think that this is a new phenomenon, I would argue that Americans' inclination for laziness began before the invention of the cell phone. I think it began in 1968 when peanut butter and jelly were first swirled into the same jar and sold as Goober in the grocery stores. Honestly, I didn't understand it then, and I don't understand it now. How much work does it take to slather one piece of bread with peanut butter and another piece of bread with jelly and then put the two pieces together and eat? The idea of making one's own peanut butter and jelly sandwich using peanut butter from one jar and jelly from another doesn't seem that difficult or physically demanding. But apparently, I'm wrong. There were enough people who found putting a knife in a peanut butter jar and then another knife in a jelly jar just too much work. And they bought a product that combined peanut butter and jelly into one jar. But for me, peanut butter and jelly in one jar speaks to the laziness of our nation. And now our collective laziness is being indulged with another unnecessary product. Mayo Chup, a new product from Heinz that combines mayonnaise and ketchup. Now, I'm not a foodie, and I do not know my way around a kitchen, but since I was a kid, I knew how to squirt ketchup into a dish and throw in some mayonnaise and stir. It really wasn't that difficult, and it doesn't even require one to break out into a sweat. But it seems our laziness knows no bounds, and we now need machines to mix ketchup and mayonnaise together for us. It strikes me that our nation's future grows bleak as we indulge our laziness and stop performing the simplest of tasks. Well, it won't be too long now before a company decides to make pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to make our lives easier. Never mind, I just realized those pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches already exist. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and our JewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.